This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
John Wehner joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, one of our favorite guys. Unfortunately, this is the last time we're going to talk to him until we get closer to Pirates season, because their season is over and we watch playoff baseball. Doran and I did yesterday, and playoff baseball is the best. The best. Royals, Orioles, a one-run game.
Man.
Not a butt unpuckered.
Nope.
For either of those fan bases. But it also depresses me. John, you get depressed when you watch other teams playing in postseason baseball, because for a while this year I thought we would be seeing it here in Pittsburgh.
Depressed is a little strong, and unfortunately we're kind of used to it. So, you know, obviously that's got to change. I was pretty optimistic going into the season that, you know, you'd be able to make a run at it. Having said that, though, making a run at it, you're thinking, you know, I didn't think this team was a 90-win team. I thought, you know, they could finish above 500 and flirt with 84, 85, 86 wins, which would have got you in last year, but not this year. I mean, the teams that got in, I mean, they, you know, especially the second half, they've made a run. And so what was it, 89 was what it took to get in. So I don't, it wasn't an 89-win team, obviously. You know, I do enjoy watching the playoffs and, you know, seeing good pitching. And that's typically what you see. And you know, when you look at the Pirates, and if you're looking for reasons to be optimistic next year, it's, you know, when you have horses, and we saw some horses go out there yesterday and pitch very well, you know, and if you can get into that tournament and you got guys like Paul Skeens and Jared Jones and Mitch Keller with others coming behind them, you know, you like your chances in a short series.
John, outside of pitching, can you give us some other reasons to be optimistic about next year's Pirates team?
There's big question marks across the offense. I mean, outside of Reynolds, Cruz, Joey Bart, I mean, I think you had average at best players at every other position. I think you had probably below average players at every position. You know, and so you got to find ways to improve the offense. I'd be shocked if there weren't moves to improve the offense. I think we've missed the middle lineup bats all year long, and I think you got to find a way to get that protection in the middle. I mean, you can't hope that Key Brian Hayes is going to come back and be great, and you can't hope that De La Cruz is going to hit like he did in the first half with Miami. You know, we got some pretty nice players, and IKF and Nick Gonzalez, and they're about average major league players. And I think you could expect more from Nick Gonzalez going forward. And you know, IKF didn't hit quite like he did with Pittsburgh as he did before he came over. So, you know, where is everybody? I mean, if McCutcheon, I guess you could say McCutcheon was an average or above average major league player, but, you know, he's obviously a free agent, but we expect to have him back. But there's too many holes in that lineup moving forward, and I think this year the team was probably too patient and hoping that Jack Sawinski was going to figure it out. And you know, Rowdy obviously got hot for a couple months, but they were so patient and hoping that guys would improve offensively. And my hope is that they're not going to go into next year hoping the group they have now is going to be good enough offensively, because from what we've seen this past year, I mean, too many holes in that lineup and we got to improve.
I think it's a really good synopsis there from John Wehner, and I would agree that there's three guys that I have high hopes for going into next season. Is that a lack of talent problem or a lack of developing talent problem, in your opinion, John? We saw, obviously, Andy Haynes get let go.
Yeah, I think it works both ways. I always feel that, you know, coaches in general, they get no credit when a player does good, and they get too much blame when the player doesn't do well. I mean, some of this has to go on the player's shoulders. Jack Sawinski's a great example. You know, I can't sit here and point at Andy Haynes for IKF and Brian De La Cruz not hitting in the last couple of months the way they did the first 4 months, because Andy Haynes is going to touch those guys or talk to those guys or change those guys. And so I'm not going to blame Andy Haynes for the guys we got in trade for their performances declining. Having said that, like Jack Sawinski, I mean, Jack Sawinski probably worked with Andy Haynes more than anybody. And, you know, and he regressed. And I can't blame Andy Haynes for that. He had 2 years of 25-plus homers with Andy Haynes. So all of a sudden, it's not Andy Haynes' fault that Jack Sawinski suffered so much and struggled so much. Same with Michael Taylor, a veteran. Same with Rowdy Tellez's schedule's slow start. But, you know, Andy Haynes, I think, is a good baseball man. He is a smart guy. He works extremely hard. And, you know, obviously he's going to be let go, just like Message. And I'm sorry, but Justin Message isn't the reason that David Bednar struggled and some of those guys in the bullpen struggled. Holderman for a couple weeks and everything else like that. You know, they're going to get no credit if they're good and fingers pointed at them when they're bad. I do like the fact, and here's one thing I will say about it all, is that, you know, those guys don't have a lot of major league, they don't have any major league playing experience, and their only experience in the major leagues is coaches. And I do feel that there is advantages in having coaches in those roles that have been there and done that. And I think they can help a young player, or they can help even a veteran player that are going through struggles because they've experienced what they're experiencing. And so that's the one thing I will say about those positions, is that I think it's useful to have guys that have experienced failure and success at the big league level that are in those roles.
John, whatever you think about this guy is one thing, but Pete Rose, one of the best baseball players to ever live, do you feel that he should have been in the Hall of Fame, and do you feel like he will get in the Hall of Fame now that he has passed away?
Oh, that's a tough one there, just because as a player, 100%. Yeah, he was the best of all. I mean, one of the best of all time in terms of playing the game the right way. I mean, he wasn't a big power hitter like Bonds. I'm not going to put him up there with Bonds and Willie Mays and Babe Ruth, but I'm going to put him up there with anybody as far as playing the game hard, playing the game every day, and playing the game to win. I mean, you want to talk about a winning player, that's Pete Rose. No doubt a Hall of Famer. And I've always struggled with the answer. I could never come up with a definitive yes or no, should he be in the Hall of Fame? I mean, if the allegations are true that he bet on baseball and he bet on his team and bet on baseball while managing, I mean, man, that's a tough one. But that's obviously against the rules. So, I mean, but would I like to see him in? Yeah. Should he be in? I mean, I have a hard time sitting here saying he should be, but as far as being a baseball player, 100%, he's a Hall of Famer.
John, we're going to miss you, man. Maybe get some hot stove stuff coming on. We'd love to have you in for an hour or something like that.
Yes.
You guys could call me whenever you want. I just need a little advance, and we'll figure it out.
You're the man, Wayner. Appreciate your time, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
I think he was crying.
I'm crying.
I think he was choked up a little bit.
Love, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.